For the early MTV generation, there are few artists more iconic than Rick Ocasek, the frontman for the Cars. Pencil thin, that shock of black hair, the dark sunglasses, the cigarette dangling from his lip. Rick Ocasek was new wave rock and roll. And if the good times stopped rolling for you around the time the Cars split up in the late 1980s, well, I have some good news for you. Those times, they're back. This is the first track off the Cars' first album in 24 years. It's out this month. The record's called Move Like This. You believe in anything, they tell you how to think. A simpleton's a circle in the raging roller rink. I'm trading in the alley, we're bucking up a storm. Forget about reality, cause nothing is a norm. Now, not too long ago, Rick Ocasek said, a Cars reunion? Forget about it, put it out of your mind. Well, thankfully, something or someone convinced him that millions of us needed them back. And Rick Ocasek, I have to say, as a professional journalist, I'm not supposed to get giddy and starstruck, but I am so excited to have you on this afternoon. And thanks for being here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
This is a Cars record. It's unmistakable. It's almost as if you picked up where you left off, with updates, modern updates, contemporary updates. What made you change your mind about bringing the group back together?
It was really just the songs that I wrote, and I thought, well, who could play these the best? How could I make it easy for myself? So I thought I'll call the guys and see if they want to make another record.
As I mentioned, this record, I think it's almost like a gift to your fans. I mean, they will recognize the sound and the style and the sensibility. Tell me about what you wanted the record to sound like when you were sort of thinking about it.
That's a good question. I don't know what I thought it should sound like. I just knew that when I got the members of the band back that it would take on that car sound. I think that comes from each individual, you know, and their personal talents. And when they put themselves into it, it ends up just sounding like the Cars.
Is it strange to you? I mean, you've been out of the Cars for almost a quarter century. You're older and wiser, and does it just feel natural, or is it a little bit weird to go back?
It didn't feel unnatural. No, it felt kind of like maybe we were together. We just finished a record a month before. It really ended up, you know, people came into the rehearsal and really within 10 minutes it was like, oh yeah, this is the way it should be, because it really just comes from the people that are and their talents, you know, their individual talents. So I couldn't imagine why it would have changed if I would have taken any number of songs or maybe any of the ones I did on my own records and just did them as with the Cars. It would have sounded like a Cars record.
It almost sounds like you never really wanted to be in the spotlight. It kind of was foisted on you, and yet you're sort of the most identifiable front man for the Cars.
That's because I look like Ichabod Crane.
But it's almost as if you're kind of, and maybe even still reluctant to kind of play that role.
Yeah, I'm not into that much into being the front guy. I was the songwriter, really, and the person who put the songs together and maybe a bit of a director. But being an entertainer was never my, you know, main thing.
How do you do it when you go on stage? I mean, you're about to go on tour and you're going to play in front of thousands of people and they're going to be looking forward to seeing you up there. How do you do it? Do you have to kind of turn into that person, that stage person for those 2 or 3 hours?
No. That's what I don't do. You see, I don't like being an entertainer. I play the songs from the heart. I probably won't do any kind of fake moves, or I probably won't prod the masses to react. I'll probably just perform the songs.
I'm speaking with Rick Ocasek. He's the frontman for the Cars. Their new album is called Move Like This. There's a track on this record, this new record. It's a slower song, almost, I would say, a tender song. It's called Soon.
Well, that song really is kind of about time running out. I think it kind of says that everything's cool, but, you know, time's going to run away without our permission pretty soon. So it's kind of like more of a little heartbreaker than it is a love song.
Right. Your collaborator in the Cars, Benjamin Orr, he died in 2000, and he was probably, I guess, best known for singing lead vocals on the song Drive. You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What who's gonna drive you home tonight? I know that Benjamin Orr was a really close friend of yours.
Yes.
Going way back.
Oh, yeah.
Were you reluctant to do this without him?
It was a good reason, you know, not to. I certainly didn't want to replace him. That's why we didn't. We just kept the four of us. It was one reason. It wasn't the main reason, but it made it harder to think about. But we went through with it anyway.
You famously said that the Cars will never reunite, obviously. Thankfully, you have. Is this the last Cars record, or will there be another one, maybe?
Yeah, there could be another one. You know, we have fun doing this one, and I'm not going to say... whatever I say, I can manipulate. I can contradict it, so... I said I'd never do it, and I did it, so... if I say I'll do it again, then I'll probably never do it.
That's Rick Ocasek. He's the frontman for the band The Cars. Their new album out this month is called Move Like This. Rick, it's been great catching up and having you on. Thanks for doing this record for all your fans.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Petra Mayer, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Jessica Deal, and Megan Kane. Our technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Peter Alina and Stu Rushfield. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. And for Sundays, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. It's called Weekends and All Things Considered. We take the best from Saturday's show, the best from Sunday's show. We put it into a tidy little package for you. You can subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.